Today, here in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in the Dorim Daf Yud Gimel. We begin 16 lines down from the top at the two dots where we'll quote the Mishnah. We're learning for Refuah Shleima, continued every day, Refuah Shleima for Shimon Yaakov ben Rachel Shira, young man who unfortunately had some severe burns, be undergoing a skin graft tomorrow. Mitzvah Hashem, he should be successful, and he shouldn't be in pain. Be'ezus Hashem, so Shachal Yisrael, he should have Refuah Shleima. Okay, we begin with the quotation from the Mishnah where we said, Ki Imra Kidirim. If you had used a Lashon that had the word Ki, something, you had to have the Kaf Hadimyon, so then it was considered a valid Neder. If you didn't have the Kaf Hadimyon, our Mishnah had said that it's not considered a valid Neder. Now, the Braisa tells us otherwise, and that's going to be the Kasha. The Braisa seems to disagree with the Mishnah. Tana, we learned in the following Braisa, even if you didn't have the Kaf Adimyon, if you said Imra, it should be like a lamb, which means like the carbon tumit, like a sheep, Imra. Or you said to a lamb, or Ke Imra, like a lamb. All of these are valid Lashonos. Or if you use Dirim, La Dirim, Ka Dirim, if you were saying it's like the deer, either the deer for the wood, the enclosure where they kept the wood for the Shnei Gezira Eitzim, for the other needs of wood that they had, or it meant like the corral where they kept the carbon tumid and other carbonos that they would check for 4 days before they would bring them. So even if you used not only the Kaf Adimyon, you just said it should be this item in front of me, it should be like Dirim, or La Dirim, or Ka Dirim, so then if you said those words without necessarily the Kaf Adimyon like Dirim, it should be like Dirim. You just said it should be Dirim, or it should be La Dirim without the word like, so then it's a valid neder, the Braisa says. Again, seems to contradict the Mishnah, or seems to be adding on things that the Mishnah said are not going to be valid in the Dorim. Or if you said Eitzim, La Eitzim, or Ka Eitzim. Here, again, if you use the Kaf Adimyon, the Mishnah said only it would be a valid neder. But Eitzim and La Eitzim, the Mishnah said would not be a valid neder. And here the Braisa says that it would be a valid neder. So too, Ishim, for either the fires or the Mizbeach, or Korbanos, the different explanations that we had for the Lashon of Ishim. So if you use the Lashon in the Mishnah of Ishim or Ishim, it's not a good nether. It's only Ka'ishim that's a good nether. And the Braisa says, no, Ishim or La'ishim as well as Ka'ishim are valid Nedarim. Similarly, if you say the Lashon of Mizbeach, La Mizbeach, or Ka Mizbeach, the Braisa says those are valid Lashonos of Nedarim. The Mishnah had said only Ka Mizbeach. Similarly, Heichal, La Heichal, Ka Heichal. The Mishnah said only Ka Heichal. The Braisa says even the Lashon of Heichal or La Heichal, and of course Ka Heichal, are valid Lashonos of Nedarim. That would be the item that you have in front of you would be Matvis onto the Neder of Heichal or La Heichal, not only Ka Heichal. And finally, we have similarly Yerushalayim, Li Yerushalayim, Ki Yerushalayim. The Mishnah said only Ki Yerushalayim, and the Braisa tells us Yerushalayim, Li Yerushalayim, as well as Ki Yerushalayim, are all valid hatfasos for your nether to take effect on. Now, kulon, in all of these situations, if you said the word afterwards, she'ochel l'cha, that which I will eat, should have this status, so then those all, for all of the lashonos that we just said in the Braisa, including when you didn't use the Kaf HaDimyon, so those are all valid lashonos, and also the item in front of you would be matzvis onto that nether, and it would be aser. And if you use the Lashon of Lo Ochal L'cha, all of these things that we just said in the Braisa will have the status for things that I will not eat from you, the implication being that that which I will eat from you doesn't have that status, so then Mutter. So then no Neder does take effect, and in fact, all of the items are permitted. Now, the Braisa clearly goes against our Mishnah. So the Gemara asks, Man Shaminan Le, the Lo Shani Le Imra, Le Imra Kimra, who's the author of this Braisa that doesn't seem to distinguish between having the requirement of the Kaf Adimyon like the Mishnah did and the Braisa which says it doesn't? So this is the opinion of Rav Meir. This, we know, is the opinion of Rav Meir. Now, the Mefarshim on the Daf over here point out that we don't know for a fact that it's Rav Meir. We just know, as the Rosh says, in Divrei Maskil, Man Shamisle, he says, the Mistoma Bar Plugsei, the Rav Yehuda, and the Stam Bar Plukta, the Stam Tana that usually argues with Rav Yehuda in our Mishnah, who Rav Meir, it's Rav Meir. So we don't have the favorites that this is Rav Meir, but we're just assuming that this is the opinion of Rav Meir. So therefore, we want to suggest that the author of the Braisa is Rav Meir. But that's problematic because Eima Seifa, look at the Seifa. The Braisa had said, V'chulon, if he had said the Lashon of Imra, Limra, Kimra, etc., and he had said, Lo ochal l'cha, I will not eat it from you. So that means that all of those items that would be matkas on, only going on things that I will not eat from you, so then that is mutter. That's not a valid lashon or neder. But if you're telling me that this is Rav Meir's opinion as well, but none. But we learned in the Mishnah, which we'll have in later in today's shir, and we had actually learned this previously, where it said la korban lo ochal lecha. When you use the lashon of la korban, which normally means lo korban, lo ochal lecha, so everything I don't eat from you will have the status of not being a korban. Implication being that which I will eat from you will have the status of being a korban. So Rav Meir says it's also in that situation. But how can that be? After all, we have the famous shita of Rav Meir that he holds, Mechlal Lav, Einat Toshomer Hein. So how can you say the implication? He doesn't hold from the implication is if the negative is this, then the positive must be that. He doesn't hold from that. So we explained this previously, and we'll have it again now. Rabbi Abba, said, it's this lashon of la karbon lo ochal lecha doesn't mean lo karbon lo ochal lecha. It means nasakom, it's as if the person had said, le karbon. Not la carbon, low carbon, but le carbon. It should be a carbon. In other words, the thing in front of me should be a carbon. That's just a positive lashon of neder. And therefore, when he says la carbon, lo ochalucha, it's as if he said, this should be le carbon. This should be a carbon. And therefore, yehei, it should be a carbon, lefikach. Therefore, lo ochalucha. And therefore, I'm not able to eat it. So if this is the way that Rabbi Meir is to be understood, he's the author over here of our Brisa, so then, in the conclusion of the Brisa, when it says lo ochal lecha, it should be asur, because this lo ochal lecha should be as if he had said, for example, le imra, not lo imra. It should be le imra. It should be imra, and therefore lo ochal lecha, and therefore I shall not eat it. So therefore, if we're going to say that our Brisa is Rav Meir, so then the last part of the Brisa should have been lo ochal lecha should be asur, not mutter. So Gemara says, no, that's not a problem. You could still say that the Brisa is authored by Rav Meir and that the Mishnah that we're going to have upcoming is also the opinion of Rav Meir, and there's no contradiction between the two. Lo kasha, why not? Because, ha, in the Brisa, now the Gersa that we have is the Amar lo le'imra, but the Bach changes that around and says the proper Gersa should be ha the Amar lo imra. So at the end of the Brisa, when it says, if he uses the Lashon above, meaning lo imra, then, lo ochal lecha, what I don't eat from you shall not be imra. And since this is Rav Meir, mechlal lav, ein atoshomer hein, therefore it's mutter. Whereas in the Mishnah, ha, the Amar, in our Mishnah upcoming, when he says le imra, so le imra means it should be a lamb. And therefore, yehei, it will be a lamb, and lefikach, therefore, I can't eat it from you. Lo ochal lecha. So therefore, there is a distinction in how you understand the word le imra and lo imra between the Brisa and the Mishnah, and that's how you reconcile that both of them could be the opinion of Rav Meir. And now we go to that Mishnah. The Mishnah tells us ha'omer karbon. If a person says the lashon of a karbon, this item in front of me should be a karbon, or he says it should be an ola, or he says it should be a mincha. These are various types of karbanos: karbon ola, karbon mincha, flower offerings, a chatos, it should be a chatos, or it should be a toda. Or again, all different types of korbanos, or it should be a shlomim, and then he adds the words, shani ochal lecha, this item should have the same status as a korban, ola, a mincha, chatos, toda, or a shlomim. And then he says, shani ochal lecha, if I were to eat it, so therefore, it becomes asur. This is a valid hatfos of the nether on an item that was nadar. So therefore, this is a classical example of a nether taking effect, and the item in front of him is asur. Nevertheless, Rabbi Yehuda is matir. Rabbi Yehuda says, since he didn't say the word, ke carbon, ke ola, ke mincha. He has the chaf hadimion as we had in the previous Mishnah. So therefore, Rabbi Yehuda would say that in this situation is not considered a valid hatfasa of the neder. Why is that? So the Ran brings down a Dibra Masel, Rabbi Yehuda Matir. He says, the kosoka daita chamina. You would have said, the kivan dahane shmon, these names of these korbanos, mora ali surin, implies that they are going to take effect on this kikar. So it should have the status, levi kepigol nosar. And it should be like in the previous mission, we said, if you just use the lashon of pigol or nosar, that there, Rav Yehuda, the modem of Rav Yehuda, the lo bay chaf hadimyon, that you don't need to say like a pigol, like a nosar. So why don't korban, ola, etc., have the same status as if you said pigol nosar, which does take effect? So kamash ulan. So the Ran says, the chiddush of our Mishnah is, the Rav Yehuda's opinion is, that, as he explained previously, on Daf Yud Aleph, that when one says this should be a carbon, he's basically saying that it should have the status of a carbon, but not that it is something that is also. It says this should be offered as a carbon, and is not using the lashon in the sense that it should asser something else. So therefore, when he says that this kikar in front of you should be, what I eat from you should be a carbon, it's not the same thing. It's saying kik carbon, which means it should have the status of a carbon, and therefore it should be asser according to Rav Yehuda. But only if he uses the chafa dimyon. Otherwise, it's as if he said it's a carbon. In other words, you should bring it as a carbon, which would have absolutely no meaning whatsoever when you're dealing over here with a item that can't be brought as a carbon. As opposed to pigal and nosar, so there's nothing else. You're not making something into pigal and nosar to be brought. It is an iser of pigal and nosar, which came through a neder. That's the only way you can have pigal and nosar, when you designated something to be a carbon via neder. So therefore, using the lashon of pigal and nosar alone is enough, even according to Yehuda. But otherwise, if you use the lashon of carbon, ola, etc., so that doesn't make it into something that the neder can be matfis on. You have to say kik carbon, it should have the same status as a carbon. Oh, now you're talking about something that is not allowed, and therefore only in that situation does Rehuda say that when you use the chafa dimyon, that it can be matvis onto it. Okay. Then the Mishnah continues. If you say ha carbon or kik carbon or carbon, so then if you add the words sha'ochel lecha, that which I will eat of yours, so then also that is a valid hatfasa according to the Tanakhama of our Mishnah. Now, this sounds like we just learned it. It seems to be repetition of what we just said. So if you look in the Rosh and Dibra Maschil, Korban, Ha Korban, Kik Korban, he says that. Kol Hanei Shaminin Lu Kvar. We already learned all of these. The Ha Korban Itzrukli. So the Kiddush over here is Ha Korban. And while we're saying Ha Korban, so we throw in Kik Korban and Korban as well. Because the Rosh says, the Sol Kedai Techaminoch, when you say over here that it's Ha Korban, you might have thought it meant Bechaye Korban Ka'amar, which would not be a valid Lashon of Hatfasa for the net to take effect. So therefore, that's why it has to teach it to us over here. Tosus in Dibra Maschil, Ha Korban, says, the last Tosus on the Daf says a slightly different explanation. He says the reason why it repeats this over here is to teach us that Dafka She'ochel Lecha Hu D'Aser. It's only because he added the word She'ochel Lecha, that's what makes it Aser. But if he had said Lo Ochel Lecha, then it would be Mutter, because the Lo Mefarish Korban Yehei, we don't say in this situation that it should be a Korban, and therefore Lefikach Lo Ochel Lecha, that I'm not allowed to eat it like we'd explained previously. And he brings this down in the name of the Maraf. I'm not sure who this is actually referring to. Maybe this means the Morenu Harabenu Rav Peretz. In any event, that's why this additional Lashon of Ha Korban, Kik Korban, and Korban is brought over here. So if he uses the Lashon afterwards, She'ochel Lecha, that's a valid Hatfasa, and it would be Aser. But, and here we had this previously, La Korban, if he says La Korban, Lo'ochel Lecha, then Rav Meir is Oser. And as we've explained, and we'll see it again in the Gemara, that means over here that he says it should be a carbon, and therefore that's what it should be, yehei, and therefore lefikach, and therefore I lo ochal lecha, I will not be able to eat it. Okay, now we start the Gemara. The Gemara says k'tani, and here the Bach changes around the gear. So if you see Oz given the Bach, he says it should be ha carbon, kik carbon, and carbon, to parallel the lashon that we had in the Mishnah. No change in the meaning, but just to parallel what it said in the Mishnah. And if you use the Lashon, She'ochel Lecha, afterwards, so then that would be Aser, as we said in the Mishnah. Now, Stama Tana Ki Rav Meir. The Stam Tana over here of our Mishnah is Rav Meir. Normally, Stam Tana is Rav Meir. We don't have a named Tana, so then Stam Tana, the usual appellation, then would be Rabbi Meir. So therefore, our Mishnah is the opinion of Rav Meir. The Lo Shani Lei Bein Imra Limra. As we had said previously in the Shia today, he doesn't make a distinction between Imra and Le Imra. But the Gemara says, E Rav Meir, if you're telling me that the Reish is Rav Meir, in other words, Ha Korban She'ochel Lecha is Aser is Rav Meir, so then, Vatanya, but we have the Braisa, Modim Chachamim Rav Yehuda, that the Chamim, which would be Rav Meir, is molded to Rav Yehuda when you use the Lashon Ba'omer, Ha Korban, the Ha Ola, or the Ha Mincha, the Ha Chatos She'ochel Lecha, Shemutter. In this situation, it would be Mutter. Now, if Rav Meir is molded to Rav Yehuda in that situation, then it is mutter, because shelo nadar zeh ella bechaye hakarban. When he uses this lashon of har karban, he's saying as if it's by the life of this karban and not the iser aspect of this karban. And if this is Rav Meir's opinion, so then how come in our Mishnah we say otherwise? Where our Mishnah said ha karban she'ochel lecha is aser. Now, doesn't ha karban mean ha-korban, and therefore the Braisa and the Mishnah don't seem to jibe. In the Braisa, Remeir is mode to Rabbi Yehuda that ha-korban is good. Whereas in the Mishnah, he says, ha-korban, shochelcha is aser. It is a valid lashon of hatvasa, and the item is aser. So there seems to be a contradiction. If you're telling me our Mishnah is Rav Meir, and the Braisa is Rav Meir's mode to Rav Yehuda, seems to be a contradiction. And we turn to Yud Gimel Amud Beis. The Gemara says there's no contradiction. Why is that? Lo kasha, because the lashon is different. In the Braisa, he said, ha-korban. And in the Mishnah, he said, ha-korban. Without the two separate words, so to say. So when you say in the Braisa, ha-korban, that's two separate words, and it has a certain implication. It means by the life of the animal. And yeah, Rav Meir is molded that that's not a valid lashon hatfasa for the nether to take effect on. But in the Mishnah, he said, ha-korban. V'ha da'amar, ha-korban, in the Mishnah, it's one word, and therefore, the lashon of ha-korban, two words, ma'itayma, chai-korban komar. That refers to the by the life of the animal, and therefore, that has a lashon like a shvua that doesn't take any effect over here on the kikar in front of him. As opposed to, when he says ha-korban in the Mishnah, that means that this is a valid hatfasa, according to Rav Meir. You don't need the chaf hadimyon, as we had said previously, and therefore, in the Mishnah, ha-korban would in fact be aser. Interesting, some don't pronounce it ha-korban, when we're saying it's two separate words, but they say hey-korban, which is like saying chai korban, by the life of this animal, which is not a valid lashon of neder. Okay. Gemara continues and says, Ketani, we learned in our Mishnah, la korban, when you use the lashon of la korban, lo ochal lecha, I will not eat, so Rav Meir says it's oser. Oser. Rav Meir is oser. How come? Isn't that a implication that you're saying that this should not be a korban, that which I don't eat from you? An implication, it should be a korban, that which I do eat from you. But Rav Meir doesn't hold that implication. So we asked this question already multiple times, including over here, and we gave the answer, the same answer, multiple times. Amar Rabbi Abba, this is where we got it from. Nasik Omer, when he uses the lashon of la korban, lo ochal lecha, and Rav Meir says it's oser, that's because la korban here doesn't mean low korban. It means it should be a korban. Nasik Omer, le korban yehei, it should be a korban. And therefore, lafikach, as a result, lo ochal lecha, I'm not able to eat it because the hatfasa took effect, and this item now was offered to me via a neder. Next Mishnah. Omer lechaveiro, if a person says to his friend, koneim pi midaber imcha, that my mouth, pi midaber, my speaking with you, that's the simple understanding here, will ultimately change it to mean that it means my mouth, because speaking is not something that a neder can take effect on. It's not an item. A shvua can take effect on an action, but a neder has to take effect on an item. So we'll ultimately explain this as meaning the mouth. But right now the Mishnah seems to say, koneim pi midaber imcha, I'm making a koneim on my speaking with you. Or yodi os imcha, my hand doing work for you should be a koneim. Or ragli mahalecha simcha, my foot walking for you should be a koneim. Aser. These are all valid lashonos, the Mishnah says, of a neder. Any more questions? This Raminu. Normally we say that the shvua can take effect on an action, whereas a neder has to take effect on an item. And I'll show you this from the following brisa. The brisa says, Chomer bishvuos miminadarim. There are certain stringencies that apply only to a shvua that don't apply to a neder. And likewise, there are certain stringencies that only apply ubinadarim mibishvuos and don't apply to a shvua. What are examples of each? So Chomer binadarim, here we first address the Chumra by Nidorim. So the Chumra by Nidorim is Shanidorim cholim al hamitzvah kibirishus. A neder can take effect on a mitzvah, just like it can take effect on a voluntary type of an item. So therefore, if you make a neder on an item that is needed for a mitzvah, the neder does take effect, just like it would take effect on something that wasn't needed for a mitzvah. The Ran points out that we'll learn this din in the next parak on Daf Tez Zayin, Mitzvah Shem, in a couple of days. And the Rush explains it here now, in Dibra Maskel, Shanadar Mecholim Advar Mitzvah, Kedvar Rishus, Pirish Lavar Advar Mitzvah. The person says, I will make a neder not to do this mitzvah, so the neder is chal, and he's in trouble, because he has to do the mitzvah, so he's going to be over his neder, as opposed to a shvua that doesn't take effect. Your mushba, the omed, at Har Sinai, we already accepted upon ourselves to do this, so you can't undo this with a shvua, but a neder will take effect on this thing, inappropriately, but it will take effect. And the Mefarish explains this further, and he says, in the Ramasu Cholin al Mitzuki Rishus, Shim Omar Konem Shani Ose Sukkah. The person says, I asked myself to make a sukkah. O Konem Shani Meniach Tvilin. I asked myself to put on Tvilin. So Cholin of the Nether is Chal. Vim also And then when he makes the sukkah, or he puts on the tefillin, as he's supposed to do, he's over his neder. So he's in trouble for doing so, but the bottom line is, the neder is chal. So here we have a chomer, a chumrah, that exists in regards to nedarim, masha'en came b'shuas, that doesn't take effect, such a shua, because he's mushba v'omet, he's already committed to doing this from Har Sinai, and can't make a shua against it. On the other hand, v'chomer b'shuos, we have a chomer in regards to shuos. What is that? More than a darim. Sheshuos cholos al dovor sheyesh bo mamish. A shvua takes effect on an item as well as she'ein bo mamish, on an action, something that's not an item itself. So a shvua can take effect on speaking or working or walking, but and neder can't. Masha'en came in the darb. And that's the kasha on our Mishnah. Our Mishnah seems to be saying a neder can take effect on an action and not on an item. So that's the kasha. So Gemara says, Amar Rav Yehuda, the Amor Rav Yehuda says, no, our Mishnah is ke'omer. It's as if the person said, ye aser pi lidiburi, that my mouth should be aser to you. Not my speaking, but my mouth, which speaks, should be also to you. Your dai, my hand, should be also to you, l'maseyim, for any work that it does, not working for you. And ragli, my feet, should be also to you, not my walking should be also to you. Ragli li luchan. So yes, the bottom line is the same, that his mouth, his hand, or his foot is also, so therefore he can't speak, he can't work for him, he can't walk with him, but at the same time, the nether is chal in this situation. And really says, I'll show you that I'm right. Daikonami, I'll show you that I'm right. Because look at the lashon of the Mishnah carefully. Diktani, it says in the Mishnah, pi midaber imcha. It says, specifically, my mouth from speaking with you. Not speaking. The lo k'tani, it didn't say, shani medabrimcha, that I will not speak with you. So this lashon of pi, my mouth, was extra. Oh, that's the diuk that Rav Yehuda, the Amora, says in our Mishnah, is how we have to understand the Mishnah, that my mouth is also to speak with you, my hand is also to work with you, my feet are also to walk with you. So that is a valid lashon of a neder, and the neder would take effect in all of these situations. And with this we conclude the first parak of Nedarim, Hadron Alecha Kol Kinuye, Hadron Alecha Kol Kinuye, Hadron Alecha Kol Kinuye. Now, since it's a very short shiur, let's already start the second parak, and we begin with the Mishnah. The Elu Mutarin, the following on Mutar. The Ran brings down, I did the ton of the parak, come on, Nadar Nasurin. The first parak dealt with the following Nadar Morasa, so this parak begins with Pasachachab Elu Mutarin. We start off with the following items. If you make them, they're not valid Nadarim, it's not matfis onto the item. And this will apply the general rule, which the Ran has already taught us, and the Ran brings down over here again, that these are all going to be items that are osur based upon a din in the Torah, either a strict osur, a lesser strict osur, a more strict osur. Each one has a chiddush in it that the other one before it didn't have, and therefore each one is being brought to teach us another example where if you make something, if you say this kikar in front of me should be like these dvarim ha'isurim, so then the neder cannot take effect on something that is osur. The neder has to take effect on something that you made a neder on. As the Ran says, the Tama de Kulu, this is at the end of Dibra Masku Kechalas Arod, the Tama de Kulu, the reason for all of these is, Hani, the Ein Matfisin Bohem Mishum de Bo'inun Shiatis Bidover Hanodor. The only time a neder can take effect is on something, he's saying, this kikar should be, this food should be also to me, in the way that this item that was made also through a neder, then it can take effect. The Lobadavar Aser, but not something that was intrinsically Aser, as we've learned previously and as we'll learn again in the Gemara. So the Mishnah starts off and tells us the following things. If you were to say them, that this Chulin, Sha'ochalacha, for example, if you say that this item should be Chulin that I eat from you, this kikar in front of me should have the status of Chulin, so then that's not a valid neder. Now, this is so obvious because it's Chulin. You didn't even make it into something, so the Gemara will explain why we tell us this. But the others are all more understandable. And it says, if you say that this item in front of me that I want to eat, it should be kibsar chazir, so then I'm still allowed to eat it because basar chazir, the flesh of a pig, is chazir flesh, so that is an isser, but it's not something that you created via neder to be usser, and therefore this isser, while usser, isn't going to be able to be matfis a neder. So therefore, if you say that this, the kikar in front of me should be like besar chazir, so then it is not usur via a neder. If you say it should be like kavodis kochavim, so avodis kochavim, of course, is usur. But if you want to tell me that this item is like an idol, it should be like avodis kochavim, so then even though avodis kochavim, you're not allowed to get hana from, albeit it's the type of item that a guy can go and nullify, nevertheless, you can't turn this into a neder and say this kikar should be usur like avodis kochavim is usur. Orus Levuvin, the Ram points out, is even stricter, because Orus Levuvin was the way they used to go and shecht. They didn't shecht via what we call shechita. They would go and cut out the heart of the animal and bring this for Avodah Zarah. So this cannot be nullified. So that's the chiddush over here. The Ram says that it tells us that these isurim, such as Oros Levuvim, which can't have a bittul to them, so nevertheless, even if you say that this kikar should be like these Oros Levuvim, it doesn't take effect. If you say kinevelus or trefos, which have certain aspects of tumah to them, so then, nevertheless, it doesn't matvis the neder, because a nevel or a trefo is usur. If you say it should be like kishkotsim or rumosim, these creepy, crawly creatures that are all usim in our Torah, or if you say kechalas arun chutumoso, this we had previously in the previous parak, we said it should be like either the din of chal that you take off your mafresh from a dough, you have to give 1/24 to the kohen, or when you're declaring something to be truma. So even though you're declaring this over here, it's not a neder. You're being mafresh, it, the Ran says, and it's not a neder that you're making it. It just turns it into now something that is also to a czar. So in all of these situations, even if you say your kikar should be like that, mutter. These aren't valid lashonos of hatfasa onto a neder. They're lashonos of something being matvis onto something that is usur intrinsically, and that isn't a valid neder. Therefore, all these items still will remain mutter to you. However, the Mishnah says, Homer li ishto, if a man says to his wife, Hare atalai ki'ima, you should have the same status as your mother. Just like your mother is usur to me, you should be usur to me. So technically, this wouldn't work. However, midi rabbanon, it does have a certain effect, and therefore, the Mishnah tells us, post and lo, Pesach mimokum acher. We don't use, the Ran says, specifically the kavod of your father or your mother to nullify the charata of this neder. But midirabbanan, we say that you need to find another Pesach for this, shelo yakil rosh lekach, that the person shouldn't become very loose and quick to go and make nedarim. That we don't want. And therefore, this would take effect midirabbanan, so a person shouldn't become quick and easy to use such lashonos with his wife. Now, why didn't we say this for the other things? Because it's common that the person might make an edit to his wife. All these other things are very, very unlikely, much less likely, and therefore it's not a double shliach, and the rabbis didn't make exera in this situation. But here, they did say that you have to go and find a Pesach from someplace else, not using kavod imo or kavod aviv in this situation to be the charata, the Pesach for this neder, and it does take effect midirabbanan, and therefore you have to go and find another charata in order to nullify this neder, to the Amaretz shouldn't be make or rosh or lekach. He shouldn't go and make nedarim willy-nilly in this fashion. At this point, we'll stop and we'll conclude today's shir.